So we have been contemplating different. We started with the Trinity, then we went to creation, then we had to look at historical context, then we had to wrestle with the language, the term, particularly being a slave, somebody's slave. And then we went to pull out quotes so that we had our vocabulary straight, then we could look at it with some intelligence. And now we're coming into the month of May. And part of DeMarkfort's devotion consists in external expressions of love, just like we, our friends, have external expressions of love. Look at Valentine's Day, external expressions of love, Mother's Day. So we, all of us, her children, need for our sake, it's not for hers, just like it's not for God's sake that we do the Ten Commandments. That's for our benefit. We need that. He doesn't need that. So let's find our ways to honor Our Lady. So here are some suggestions. Take them, not take them, transform them. But let's begin the journey. Let's be on the way. One suggestion is to have a family procession in one's own home, singing of Marian songs, crowning of Marian statue, perhaps on Mother's Day, because that's generally when families are able to be together with work and so forth. And have those as your families gather. First thing you do before the kids scatter is you honor Our Lady. The little children having perhaps the roses, an older boy, grandson carrying a cross. You can make this expressive for you. And as part of that procession, you can have a or a re-consecration to Mary. He offers consecrations here. Pius XII, and that's the one I'm fond of, has a consecration to Mary. The Schoenstatt movement has a beautiful consecration to Our Lady. There's the Guadalupanos, devoted to Our Lady of Guadalupe. They have consecration. I mean, and every time, my friends, if you make a consecration, or the traveling statue, Our Lady of Fatima, that's an act of consecration to Our Lady. So there's this a period of preparation, then there's the welcoming of her, and then the renewal of that welcoming. How does your family like to celebrate Our Lady in the month of May?
We generally try to do some pilgrimage to a Marian church. So, to find a church that has a Marian name and go there. And we generally pray a rosary. And, I don't, I, you know, we really ought to have a consecration prayer there. We did a family consecration many years ago when we were still living in Virginia. And, you are supposed to renew that every year. So, maybe I'll put that in there this year. You're reminding me of that. And also just it's a to make it a daily habit, to when you if you wear a Marian medal, right, to make a daily consecration to Our Lady where you consecrate to her your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your heart, your whole being without reserve, right? Because she's nothing but love, right? I mean, like I it's such a I just don't know how better to articulate to someone than to simply say to abandon yourself to her love, right? I mean, so whatever expression that has, if you don't have a statue of our Blessed Mother, then maybe this month, go and find one that has meaning to you, and maybe write her a letter, write her a letter and drop it off at a Marian church. She's She is as real. I think actually one could make the argument that because she has never sinned actually, and that she was not culpable for the fall, the concupiscence that came with the fall, I think you could actually make an argument that she's more real than all of us, because she never had to suffer the loss of herself, right? Of the vision that our Lord had for her from the moment that he conceived her in his mind is what she was, is, and ever will be, right? There was no diminishment in her. We, unfortunately, you know, fall short of his idea for ourselves and somehow have to come back into the good grace. Thank you to both the Blessed Mother and to his Lord, who both suffered so intently so that we could become real again. But that would be what I think those would be things that I would recommend. If you don't have a rosary, buy one. If you don't have a statue, now would be a good time to buy one. If you've never read the passages in scripture that she is part of, then spend some quality time, you know, meditating on those beautiful times. I mean, the rosary is very helpful for that, right? I mean, it really draws us into those areas where Mary was present, or maybe even the sorrows of Our Lady would also be good. But you know what? Another thing I think would really be beautiful, and maybe this would be something that we might want to talk about. Maybe we've done it before, but are the prefigurations of her in the Old Testament?
I brought up one just now because I was needing it for another project I'm on. This is from Psalm 45, verse 10. And it is also the entrance antiphon for the Queenship of Mary on August the 22nd. At your right hand stands the queen in robes of gold, finely arrayed. I mean, talk about, and it, the reference to Our Lady throughout Old Testament is just rich. But I liked she's standing at the right, at your right. Who's right? The king's right.
Yes.
Right is power. Right is an authority position. Right is, you know, to make things happen spot. The queen. She's a queen, you know. I think mother is, I'm going to end on mother, but queen, you know, who's Queen Isabel? Like Queen Isabel or, I don't know, Queen Elizabeth. Even though she was so friendly to Catholics. But, you know, a strong woman, right? We're all into women, girl power, the queen. And she's in robes of gold.
Yeah.
You know, yep. Richness. She's right. Finely arrayed. Finely arrayed. So, yes.
Yeah. Very, but she's, I've never heard of anyone who has surrendered their heart to Our Lady who has thereby been disillusioned.
Do you know, let's pick up, we're here at the top. Let's pick up There Is No One. And someone came straight to my mind when you said that. So let's pick that up and I think we can finish. Well, we'll see. You know how we chat. Until then, my friends, fide Seracio. True.